Good afternoon. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. And we're using this opportunity to bring the Christian gospel to you, to say something to you as you pass by this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be able to come out, to have health and strength, to come out and to use one's voice and to, in some sense, proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ to you. And friends, this is something that we need to hear. This message is the message. You know, we live in a day and an age when everyone's after our attention. The advertisers are at us all the time to look at their products and to look at what they're giving to us. They're all demanding attention. And all the people in the shops, they're all demanding our attention. They want us to buy their products, and everybody's looking for your attention. Well, here's a message, a unique message, a message that has come from our Creator. It has come from Almighty God Himself. It comes with the authority of heaven. This is not a man-made message. And indeed, this is something that distinguishes Christianity from every other religion. Christianity is of divine origin. It has the stamp and the approval of heaven upon it, because ultimately the founder of Christianity, the great head of Christianity, is none other than the Son of God. And the Son of God has come down from heaven. He has left the realms of glory. He has not left His glory. His glory was veiled. If you saw Him with your naked eye, there would be nothing unusual or special about Him. His glory was veiled, but He did not leave His glory. He left the realms of glory to come to this world, and He came in order that He might perform and work out a salvation for us. And it's a pleasure to be able to come out this afternoon, even although the rain might come, that we might tell you about this person and what He has done for mankind. But before we tell you what He has done, it is necessary to tell you why He had to come. And He had to come to this world because mankind was in a great predicament. Mankind had fallen. Mankind was sinful. Our first parents, Adam, was created by God from the dust. And Eve, his wife, was created again by God, but from Adam. And these two were created perfect. God created man, male and female, after His own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. That's what the Bible teaches us. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were created perfect. They were just like their Creator in that sense. They had true knowledge, true righteousness, and true holiness. And for some period of time, they enjoyed a wonderful relationship with their Creator. But what happened? Well, something tremendous happened. Something dreadful happened. What was it? The evil one, Satan himself, came and tempted Eve. And she succumbed. And she obeyed the evil one and ate the forbidden fruit. And then she gave some to Adam. And he disobeyed God. And he took the fruit. And from that moment in time, our first parents sinned. And they became spiritually dead. What does that mean? Well, it means they no longer love God. And the relationship that they had with God changed and was transformed. Once they had a wonderful relationship, but because of sin, that relationship was broken. And because you and I have all come from Adam and Eve, we have this sinful nature. And the Bible describes mankind in various ways. Here's a summary of mankind, of his nature. And we find it in the Bible. You'll find it in Romans chapter 3. Read it from verses 10 to verse 18. Here we have a description of mankind as God sees mankind. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongue they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And the Apostle Paul is drawing from other parts of the Bible, and he is summarizing God's verdict upon mankind. There is none righteous, no, not one. None. There is none that seeks after God. No, not one. And this, friends, is our greatest problem. We know that today we are facing other problems. There's a war in the Ukraine, and who knows where it will go, how it will develop. Will we get involved? These are things that we do not know at this stage. We know there is an energy crisis. We know there is a cost of living crisis. We know that coronavirus is still with us, although not to the extent that it once was. And maybe you might think these are the problems that we need to concentrate upon. And maybe there's other problems in your own personal life. You may well have your own problems, relationship problems, financial problems, unemployment problems, whatever. Well, all of these things we would not dismiss, but there's one problem above every problem. It's a problem of sin and how you are to deal with it. And the real problem is, friends, we don't want to deal with it. We love our sin. We're in bondage to it all the day, every day we sin. Now, you might think that's a very extreme position to take, but it's not. The Lord Jesus, when he was summing up the Ten Commandments, he said, to keep the Ten Commandments, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you're to love your neighbor as yourself. That's how he said it is to sum up the Ten Commandments. Now, have we ever done that? Have we ever loved the Lord our God as we should? Have we ever loved our neighbors as we should? Who is my neighbor, you might say. As someone else said, who is my neighbor? Your neighbor is anyone that you come in contact with. You are to love them as yourself. And the more that you realize and appreciate and understand what God's law means and its application, you will realize, friends, that you have sinned, that you have broken God's law. And because of this, this is our great problem. And it's a problem that we cannot deal with. It's a problem that we have no desire or no will to deal with. But it is a problem that if it is not dealt with, it will lead to our eternal damnation. That's what will happen. And that's why this message that we're bringing to you this afternoon is no light matter. This matter, this message involves and determines your eternal destiny. Where will you spend eternity? Well, we want to rejoice that God has done something about our greatest plight. He has sent forth the Savior. How can the Lord Jesus Christ save? How can He possibly save? How can one man save a multitude that we cannot number? How can this possibly happen? Well, first of all, we must realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is no ordinary individual. He is God in the flesh. He is both God and man. He is an absolutely unique individual. There is none like Him. He came down from heaven, the Son of God, became the Son of Man. And because He is the Son of God, He knew no sin. He could not sin. It was impossible for Him to sin. And therefore He lived a perfect life. He fully kept the law of God. He fulfilled it, every precept. He never had a wrong thought. He never said a wrong word. He never committed a wrong deed. He never had to apologize. He's the only human being, the only human that never had to apologize. Never had to retrace his steps. Never had to apologize or to say sorry to anyone. Why? Because he lived a perfect life. And friends, that is something that we hold on to, something that we delight in. Why? Because He fulfilled God's law on our behalf. More than that, He went to the cross and He suffered and He died. There, friends, nails were put through His hands and His feet, and a spear pierced His side. Why was He crucified? Well, from a human perspective, He was crucified because the religious people of the day hated Him. They absolutely hated Christ because He exposed their hypocrisy. But from a divine point of view, He was crucified because He was offering up Himself as a once-for-all sacrifice for sin. You see, God's law was broken by mankind, and a man had to pay the price for that broken law. And Christ was the one who paid the price. He took the penalty that was rightly due mankind. He stood as our substitute. And that's why we come out this afternoon, friends, to tell you about the Savior, about Jesus Christ, that one who has done what no other could do. He satisfied the just demands of God's holy and inflexible law. He fulfilled it, and He paid the penalty for that law that was broken. And here's the good news of the gospel, even in the rain. Here's the good news of the gospel. If you will but believe, if you will call upon Him, if you will receive Him, if you will cast yourself upon Him, He will receive you, and your sins shall be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of eternal life, and you will have Him as Lord and Savior, and you can be assured of your place in heaven. Why? Because Jesus has suffered and died in your room and in your place. We're here from Partick Free Church of Scotland continuing. We're undertaking some outreach at the moment. We invite you along to our normal Sabbath services on the Lord's Day, Sunday, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we extend a warm welcome to you all. And we meet also on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Again, a warm welcome to you to come along to hear the good news of the gospel. We're going to take a short break to recharge our batteries. May God bless His word to you this afternoon.